Welcome back to Real World Podcast. I'm your host, Kiara, and I am so excited for this year. We are finally in 2025. It is still season three. That hasn't changed, but we've changed a little bit of my setup. I love change. I like changing my scenery, my area. And in the name of Jesus, God will provide a studio this year for me to be able to get out of my room, as much as I love it. But I have things on my vision board, on my prayer board. So I'm praying that God opens that door and the ability, or for me to have the ability to have a studio specifically for this. But I'm really excited for this year. There's so much that I have to talk about. There's so much that I want to share. I'm gonna try and get to the point of everything as much as I can. I know that I'm gonna have to go into, I still have part two of the call that I'm gonna be dropping as well. I just got sick when I came back from Brazil. I got really, really sick. I'm just recovering from losing my voice. Yeah, and even then, it's still kind of like, still sounds a little raspy. But I'm feeling a lot better, and God's timing is always perfect, and I'm not gonna force my body to do something that it's not capable of doing. It was really bad. Like I had voice cracks in every sentence, and you could barely hear me. I actually was the host on Sunday for service, and I was just like, this is horrible. But you know what? God always does his thing, So, yeah, Christmas was amazing. Brazil was amazing. I have so much to share from Brazil. I'm gonna be dropping my vlog as well. It's my first time doing a vlog, so like, don't mind me. I'm learning. I'm learning, but you know what? You start somewhere. And I'm excited for that. But also, yeah, so Brazil was just beautiful. Like, gorgeous. Just the place, the environment, the spirit of God was just moving in Brazil, and I know that the Lord is going to be taking me back very soon and very often. The flight was insane. It was almost 24-hour traveling, so from like door to door type of thing. That was the first time I've ever traveled that long. Because it was my first time out of the United States, technically, for like missionary type of work. But yeah, I don't want to get too deep into it, but God just did amazing things, and it really was kind of like the pretty much kind of like setting up 2025 for me, when it comes to ministry, my personal life, just everything. And God just confirming so many prayers and so many questions that I had towards myself and just a lot of things in general. But yeah, I'll be sharing a little bit more on the call part two. But this episode, I am titling it Staying in the Comfort of the Unknown. So we're gonna get to that, but I hope everyone's holidays was amazing and you were able to spend so much time with your families or friends or even by yourself, and that's okay too. I think that God does amazing things within every season and every moment of our lives, and rather than always looking at like a negative or trying to find the bad in something, I had a friend who recently just told us, there's never any bad news or there's never anything bad that necessarily happens to us. Everything that happens happens according to the will of God. And sometimes we just have to change our perspective. So we're gonna be talking a little bit about that. I love the holidays. I love Christmas. And just being able to spend time with my family. My favorite, I loved Christmas, but my favorite is New Year's for some reason. I do love the changeover with the people that I love the most. And I will drop a little clip of New Year's and just the people that I was with. I love everyone. I was basically with all my friends and my parents, my sister. I just love everyone. I love all of them. And they all hold a very, very close part of my heart. But it was just beautiful to really like spend time with everyone and just kind of, honestly, this time of year for me, it's definitely a moment of reflection. Especially because I know that last year, in 2024, I was going through a process and God was taking me through a lot of things. And I'm coming to the point where I'm gonna, share a little bit more of like my testimony in this year as well. Because healing has been a beautiful journey, and healing has been, it's been a process, but it's been worth it. And everything that God has done, every move that God has made for me, He has ordained my every step, literally. There's nothing that I would go back and try to change. I honestly think that God just did everything so perfectly. But pretty much, and this kind of ties with today as well, pretty much at the beginning of 2024, I got out of a long-term relationship. And in that long-term relationship, there was a lot going on. I was definitely not expecting to start my 2024 like that. And it kind of just ended like with nothing. Like it was just, that's it. But I honestly, I realized looking back at that part of my life and just reflecting, because it really was heartbreaking for me. It really was. I really was going through a lot, emotionally, mentally, physically, my body. I lost so much weight. I felt really sick, health-wise, and because I wasn't eating and my appetite changed, my body was just going through a big shift, especially with like my routine and my habits and like having, a person that you kind of revolve your life around, and then it's kind of like that person's no longer there anymore. And I was not really planning on speaking about this much, but it's part of my testimony, and I want to be transparent in this new year. I think I want to be a little bit more open in the sense of like, like I've shared before, like we do struggle and we do have our process and we do, go through our trials and things like that. But I want to be more transparent rather than kind of like hiding those parts of my life, because again, it is my testimony, and this is not to bash anybody. I genuinely wish everyone the best in that part of my life. This isn't to bash anyone, but for how God has processed me in that moment of my life, and in 2024, that was the beginning of my process. And it's just the reality. It's just the truth. But again, like I said, it's not to bash anybody. I love everyone, and I wish everyone the best. But this is just a fraction of who makes me me, because I want to preface, when we go through our life experiences and we go through a certain situation or something that does alter our life or alters our walk, sometimes we fixate on that situation and think that this is what makes us us. And I had to learn that, a relationship does not define me. Friendships don't define me. My parents don't define me. The only one that defines me is God and God alone. So I say this to you, your situation does not define you. It is just a part of your process. It is a part of your story. It is forming you, and God is pruning you. So God was pruning me in 2024, and the word that I had received. So 2023, the Lord usually gives me like a word of the year, and I usually just meditate on that word, and I take that. I'm like, okay, this is the year that the Lord is going to be doing XYZ and whatever. In 2023 is when I really started to kind of like increase my relationship with God into another level. Like I said, I had given my life to Christ when I was 18. but I really started getting into things in 20 end of 2022, beginning of 2023. So it has been not too far, like long ago, but it's kind of recent. Like, it's kind of recent, but it's still far for me, and I don't know, it's kind of weird. But so 2023, the Lord had given me the word healing, and that's when I actually started therapy. I did therapy for about a year. I ended at the beginning of last year, and all the tools that I had learned in therapy was honestly God literally, when I tell you, God has been in everything that I've done. Like, there's not a thing that I can't tell you that God wasn't in. And if God wasn't in it, it was because of my lack of obedience. But 99% of everything that I've been doing and every step that I've taken, God has been in it. And it, when you have your relationship with God and you stay connected to the source, you realize how much, like, everything in your life is spiritual. Everything. There's not a thing that isn't. If we are spiritual beings, everything is spiritual. So, God had given me the word healing, and I had realized, you know, that entire year, God was putting me through a process of healing, and therapy was, you know, my root of everything. So God had to, you know, dig deep in me and uproot parts of me that I was not ready to confront, but God knew I was ready, and he put me in that time, and he said, you know, it's time for you to do this. And I was like, okay, God, we're gonna do this. Cool. So I went through that, and I, you know, realized the root of my depression at the end of 2023. I realized the root of my depression wasn't depression. The root was abandonment, and depression was just a branch off of the root of abandonment and rejection. And that was like a life altering for me. I realized a lot of the things, a lot of the way that I moved or spoke or acted was because I was abandoned or rejected in my life from growing in ministry and growing up in the church. What people don't realize is that as pastors' kids, you go through that trial of like people in and out of your life, coming in and out of your life. And I didn't realize how much that affected me until later on in life. And when people would, you know, up and leave, it was hard for me to really accept and acknowledge that it's not always me why people leave, but it's just something that people lack on why they leave. And I was like, okay, so I had to learn self-love all over again. I love myself. I loved myself as well, but I had to learn love again. And by learning love again, it wasn't learning love from the world, but it was learning love from my Father, because it says God is love. So when we are in God, we know what love is. So it has also changed my perspective of relationships. It's changed my perspective on friendships, in my family, in anything that I do, even to strangers. Because when we step in God and we call ourselves women and men of God, then we need to adopt all the godly characteristics. It's not just picking and choosing what we want to do and when we want to do it. It's stepping into it and living like Christ. So, whoo, sorry, I went on a rampage. But anyway, so my word was healing. Last year's word was intimacy. And I really, like, when I tell you intimacy last year was, and it still continues, like these things are just kind of like God has given me the blueprint for my year. So it's not too rely necessarily on that, but he has given me, you know, a blueprint and like kind of like direction in that sense for my year. So I have a focal point, and last year the word was intimacy, and getting out of that relationship. It was a long-term relationship for many people who they know. it was a long-term relationship that had really affected me in the sense of like, it really changed a lot of about me. I learned to love myself fully. I learned what my worth really was, and my worth was not is not dependent of a man or even people or friends or whatever it is. My worth is dependent on God. And again, just like any other human, it is hurtful. It is heartbreaking because you kind of like leave these, like for me, I like got out of this relationship and I was kind of like, okay, like what happened? You know, like it was kind of just like in the air questions. And I had to learn how to find that closure within God. And so within that process, God really took me into an intimate season of my life, and it's still very intimate because that's my best friend. I love Jesus. I just love who he is. And learning who he is, it just shifts your perspective on everything. Like when I tell you, your mind just starts changing towards everything. But yeah, so my word was intimacy. I got a lot deeper with him. I was able to, you know, discover parts of myself, not just within getting out of a relationship, but also discover parts of myself, whether it was in ministry or things that I love doing. And one thing is that I was kind of reflecting on of like, you know, all of last year and what I want to do. I took a step back from a few things. I took a step back from like my business with photography that I want to get back into in this year. And I was just reflecting, like, okay, God, like, you've given me all these gifts and you've given me all these, you know, things. What do I do with it and how do I manage it? And it's a lot. Like, I do a lot for a 22-year-old. I do a lot, surprisingly. And sometimes I have to, like, my friends have to tell me, bro, like, you're doing all right for yourself. And I'm like, but I don't feel like I'm doing enough. But it's a good and a bad thing. But I take it as a good thing, because I want to do more for the kingdom of God. I never want to stop at where I am or just get complacent on where I am. And that's what we're going to kind of talk about today. I'm not going to take too much time because, you know, I wanted to share about like my year and stuff, and how 2025 is looking beautiful. It's looking so beautiful. And it's not easy. You know, 2024 was very challenging. There are unexpected, you know, things that came up, and things that really changed my perspective. And I was continuously learning and growing and just finding my comfort in God, knowing that I'm gonna have to still be uncomfortable. Like I had to learn that regardless of whatever goes on, there's going to be seasons and moments that you're going to be uncomfortable, but remember that comfort is God's pruning, and God is, you know, stripping us of all of our imperfections. And one thing that God had spoken a lot about is being purified. And it's funny because I was talking to someone this morning and we were talking about like purification, and they're sharing a vision with me and things like that. And I was just thinking about that. I was like, wow, God is really like, really, like when I tell you, since before I left to Brazil, so end of November, actually not even beginning of November, we had our youth conference to end of, to honestly right now, has been like, I feel like the only thing that God has been highlighting is purification, is being purified. And I was like, yo, it's crazy. I was thinking this morning, I was like, yo, it's crazy how God is really like purifying his sons and his daughters. I was listening to my girl Emmy Moore. She don't even know me, but I love you, girl. I was listening to Emmy Moore, and I think it was her last episode before the new year. And she was talking about how And this really stuck with me because I've been thinking about this and I've been, hearing word on it a lot. I was just at a Bible study 2 nights in a row last week, and it's just to see how God is literally purifying sons and his sons and his daughters, and going into really like we need to change from the inside out. And it's not about our works. It's not about what we physically do. It's not about having a podcast and having XYZ things and just being like, oh yeah, like I'm a Christian on social media and saying all these things or having Christian merch. It's not just about that. It's about living a life of Christ from the inside out. And back to my Emmy Moore story, but she was talking about how God is literally separating the like Christians, people who call themselves Christians, and people who live like Christ. And I was like, yo, that's crazy, because I was literally thinking about this. And when I was in Brazil, this was another topic of conversation that we'll get to. But it's another thing that we were talking about, how for us to grow, for us to expand in our knowledge, for us to become wise men and wise women of God, for us to become holy women and men of God, we have to first be purified. And the purification process is super painful. But I feel like as Christians, sometimes it's difficult because we tend to go through our circumstances and our situations, and we only look at what's going on rather than looking at what God is actually doing. And rather than saying, okay, well, why me? Well, let's shift our perspective and say, well, what is God using through this? And I was just reading this story, and it really was sitting with me, really, really sitting with me, that I wanted to read it on the pod. And it's one of my basic stories, but I love this story. So I was just reading about Jesus walking on water. And in this year, I feel like what God did for a lot of people in 2024 was going through a process. A lot of people were going through a process. A lot of people were going through pruning, and God was literally digging deep down in people's roots and ripping them out. And I think he's still continuing to do that with a lot of people, because the times that we're being called for, especially right now, God is calling us to be firm in our faith. God is calling us to be bold women and men of God. And that isn't being sensitive, that isn't being picky or whatever it is, because God is calling us for, if God is calling us for a time like this, then that means that we have to stand firm in our faith, we have to stand firm in our beliefs, and we have to ground ourselves. And by grounding ourselves, sometimes we have to go deep into our own issues and our own things and be like, all right, this isn't from God. This is I can work on. This isn't from God. This I can work on. And not just us working on it, but allowing God to work in it. And even then, let me preface that too. Because a lot of us, well, some of us are coming into the faith, and one thing that we should understand is that God isn't looking to fix what is already there. God is looking to rip out everything and put the new man in you. And by new man, I mean Jesus Christ. Jesus, when we talk about living a life like Christ, living a life like Christ, he's symbolically, he died on that cross. Meaning it wasn't just physically his man dying on that cross, it was also what was inside dying as well. That was a symbol of what we need to do and then the process that we need to go through. So when we say dying to ourselves, or giving up this life so that God can give us a life that he has for us, it physically means that everything that you've known, God wants to strip that away and give you what he has for you. But you can't do that if you're only holding on to it. And you can't do that if your eyes are not fixated on the right things. So I want to read Jesus Walking on Water. And I know that it's a very common story and people use this story a lot. But it actually, I was reading it again and I was like, yo, this is actually crazy. Like, well, I feel like sometimes we don't really recognize what God is actually speaking. And sometimes we have to go back and reread some words. And it's okay because in every season, God gives us new revelation. So we're going to go to Matthew 14:22. And wherever you're at, whether you're in the car or at work and you don't have your Bible in front of you, it's okay. I'm going to read it. But always, always, always write these down so that you can always go back and read them on your own. And maybe God will give you revelation in the season that you're in. So I'm going to go to 22. It says, immediately after this, Jesus insisted that his disciples get back into the boat and cross to the other side of the lake while he sent the people home. After sending them home, he went up into the hills by himself to pray. Night fell while he was there alone. Meanwhile, the disciples were in trouble far away from land, for a strong wind had risen and they were fighting heavy waves. About 3 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came towards them, walking on water. When the disciples saw him walking on the water, they were terrified in their fear and they cried out, "It's a ghost." But Jesus spoke to them at once, "Do not be afraid." He said, "Take courage, I am here." When Peter called to him, "Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come to you walking on the water." "Yes, come," Jesus said. So Peter went over the side of the boat and walked on water towards Jesus. But when he saw the strong wind and waves, he was terrified and he began to sink. "Save me, Lord," he shouted. Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him. "You have so little faith," Jesus said. "Why did you doubt me?" When they climbed back into the boat, the wind stopped. The disciples worshipped him. "You really are the Son of God," they exclaimed. After they had crossed the lake, they had landed at, there's some words that, you know, God put in the Bible that I love you, God, but, you know, you really have a struggle in here. I'm not even going to try. They had landed. And when the people recognized Jesus, the news of his arrival spread quickly throughout the whole area. And soon people were bringing all of their sick to be healed. They begged him to let the sick touch at least the fringe of his robe, and all who touched him were healed. I want to go to, I don't want to break down every single point, every single little point in this, but I do want to get to the main points of this verse. Going back to 24, it says, meanwhile, the disciples were in trouble far away from land, for a strong wind had risen and they were fighting heavy waves. A lot of the times, Jesus, it says before that, it says Jesus was with the disciples and he sent them. He told them to go, meaning that Jesus knew what was going to happen while they were on the water. That's why it says Jesus came towards them walking on the water around 3 o'clock in the morning. Jesus knew what time and when it was going to happen. So he went to be able to tell them to, backtrack, sorry. So Jesus knew what was going to happen. Then it says, the disciples saw him walking on water and they were terrified in their fear and they cried out. But Jesus spoke to them at once. "Don't be afraid," he said. "Take courage, I am here." They were so scared that they didn't recognize who was in front of him. They thought it was a ghost. And as I was reading this another, as I was reading this again, I realized, how did they not recognize him if they had been walking with him and learning from the very same man? How did they not recognize who he was? And a lot of the time, we tend to, because Jesus is not in close proximity, or because we're not seeing it face to face, we think that God isn't in it, or we think that Jesus isn't in what we're doing. And the thing is that We have to shift our perspective to be able to recognize who Jesus is in our situation. So when we're living our life, when we're going through our circumstance, when we're going through our situation, when we're growing in our faith, we have to recognize that if Jesus is in it, why do we fear? And the next line it says, but Jesus spoke to them at once, don't be afraid. He said, take courage, I am here. Then Peter called to him, Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come to you. Peter sat with this man. Peter knew, Peter learned from him. And he still questioned, oh, well, if it's really you, then, you know, just tell me to come to you. But it was him. He knew it was him. He just doubted it was him. And it says, yes, come, Jesus said. So Peter went over the side of the boat and walked on the water towards Jesus. So Peter actually walked on the water. So he knew it was Jesus. He knew that if it was the Son of God himself, that he was able to walk on the water. That's why it says, Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come to you. So then Peter gets over off the side of the boat and he's able to walk on the water. So now he's starting to understand, okay, this is really the Son of God. But then it says, but he saw the strong wind and waves and he was terrified and began to sink. It doesn't say he felt the strong winds. It says he saw, meaning he began to sink because he shifted his perspective on what was going around him, what was happening around him. So he began to sink because his mind and his physical man eyes were looking at what was going on around him. He saw the waves, he saw the wind, and what the wind was doing to the waves, because you can't see the wind, but you can see what wind does to something. It's funny because today actually was extremely windy. Extremely. And I was like, yo, that's crazy. Like, you only know when wind is present when it's doing something to something. Meaning, you only know and recognize wind is very strong when you're driving on the highway and your car is starting to move over. Or when you see the trees moving very strongly. When you see things in your backyard flipping over and tables pushing on your decks. And it's the same way. We shift our mind on God, my situation and what's going on right now. I'm shifting my perspective to something that is only temporary, right? So then it says, he was terrified and began to sing, save me, Lord, he shouted. Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him back to save me, Lord, he shouted. He knew it was his Lord. Like I said, he knew it was Jesus, but he shifted his eyes off of him. And then it says, Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him. You have so little faith, Jesus said. Why did you doubt me? Jesus knew that he doubted him because he shifted his mind and he started to drown and he started to sink. Jesus knows. God knows our every move. He knows when we are going to doubt him. He knows when we will not necessarily listen to him. So if he knows that, then why doesn't he step in? Why doesn't he allow us to, or why doesn't he change that for us? Well, the thing is that God has given us and granted us free will from the beginning of time. And what that free will has given us is you either have the ability to do what you want, and to break this down into a more understandable context, God has given us the ability to do what we want, to do our will and say, all right, I'm going to go and do this, and I have all the responsibility of the consequences that I decide to choose. But then God gives us his will. And he says, if you step in me, if you're with me, then my will is always perfect. because he is a perfect God, when we step into God, when we decide to choose the will of God and we say, God, it's not about me anymore. It's less of me. It's less of what I want. I want to do what you want. I want to do what you have for me. Then the will of God is always going to be perfect, and it's always going to be aligned to his word. So for the new year, and to bring this back to 2025, you know, we want to be able to step into the will of God, but stepping into the will of God also looks like purification and being purified, and the will of God coinciding with each other, coincide with one another. So when we have the will of God, we're being purified by God. And to go back, it says, when they climbed back into the boat, the wind had stopped. Then the disciples worshipped him. You really are the Son of God, they exclaimed. It took for a storm to happen for them to really see, oh, you really are the Son of God. It took a storm to happen for them to recognize who he was. Why do we wait for situations to happen, for God to come and save us, to then be like, yep, that God's really gone. God did his big one, you know? But it took for you to make a misstep, for you to recognize who God was in your life. And sometimes the God in our life can be a relationship, it can be friendships, it can be our jobs, it can be our children, it could be anything that is not God. It becomes idolatry. And when you begin to idolize things and you begin to put things on pedestals, down to even titles, some people want titles. Some people want titles. They just want a position. They just want to have me feel good type of moment. And it's not worshiping God. You're worshiping your own idols. You're worshiping your own desires. So understanding that we have to recognize what our God is in our life. What has been your God in your life? And now shifting that and putting it on the God, the King above all kings. God, my, I no longer want to idolize, you know, people. I don't want to idolize positions. I don't want to idolize tangible things. I don't want to idolize anything. I want you to be the man that I worship, that everything that I do, every move that I make, I bring to you. I bring unto you, because you are the God who ordains my every step. In this new year, I want to really, as my responsibility on this podcast, I really want to help people understand that our process is part of our purpose, and we are being transformed. It's like the word says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Renewing, when you renew something, it means that you change it out. I renew, for example, I have to constantly renew, we have to constantly renew our registration for our cars, for the states that require that. I'm pretty sure most states require registration for their cars. When you go to renew the registration, it's still your car. It's still the same car, but you have to change it for a new sticker that says the year that you're driving your car in. So it's the same thing that God wants to do with us. He wants to renew us. He wants to renew our mind. It's not, I'm not taking out everything that you've had, but I want to transform it. But I want to make something new in you. But prior to making something new, you have to remove something old. It's like, it's funny because I was washing dishes and this just came to my mind. When you're washing a dish and you had food prior in there in a container, in a bowl, you have to remove that food so that you're able to reuse that bowl. So rather than just taking it and throwing it away and just completely getting rid of it, you just remove what's inside, but it's still the same bowl. Now, it's still the same thing with us. I'm still Kiara. I'm still Kiki. I am who I am on the outside. But on the inside, for people who know me, who are in close proximity to me, know that I have been through a process and God has had to remove some of the old ideas that I've had growing up, or some of the old mentalities that I've had, whether it was learning the word of God. See, this is how in our transformation, in our process, it doesn't look like rainbows and sunshine. It doesn't look like all happy and dandy. It is definitely a process. The crucifixion of Jesus, him being crucified, was not beautiful. It was beautiful in its way. But in reality, it was gory. You see his ribs. You see he was bleeding. He had a crown of thorns. It was not a pretty process. But the process led to something beautiful, and that was salvation. That was our salvation. So although physically it didn't look all right, and it didn't, like, ethically, I mean, it was horrible. It was something that was insanely inhumane. But through that process, because of his obedience, because of the obedience of Jesus, and mind you, even on his way to be crucified, he questioned God, like, do I like he's questioning, he's battling God, like, God, do I really have to go? Like, are you sure? I think any of us would. And that shows the human side of Jesus. That shows the side of him that he was still tempted. He was still he doubted God. He even when he was on the cross, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." Even while he was in his suffering, he still chose to have that position. He knew that the will of the Father was going to be done regardless. So he said he decided to take that. He decided to take that position. And now we have the ability to be able to live in the will of God, preach the kingdom of God, live the gospel, and share how God has transformed our lives. Because we are living proof, we are living evidence of a loving God, of a graceful God. So, in 2025, to wrap it up, 2025 is a very difficult, is a very, is going to be a very life-changing year. And I think for many of us, I think that 2024 was, but I believe that 2025 will be as well. And I believe that God is forming men and women of God. He's forming his sons and his daughters to be equipped and prepared for what God has. And I say mainly for, especially for my generation. My generation, I believe that God is really shifting our mentality. There's no in between. There's no in between. There's either you're for it or you're not. And we don't have the time to be stepping, oh, I don't know, maybe, or no, I'm gonna do this. You choose it. Choose it. If you're having doubts, choose it. It is the best thing that I have ever done for myself. I promise you, I think that was the best decision I've ever made in my entire life, was giving my life to Christ. Because although life was difficult, although my life has been difficult and it's not been all easy and perfect, but it's been so fulfilling, because I'm not fulfilling my will, I'm fulfilling the will of the Father. So in everything that I do it because God, you have called me for this. God, you have called me for a time like this. God, you are choosing me. You have selected me. I need to deal with my issues and my problems alongside God and allow him to transform things, because I don't have the strength to completely do things. I have my physical strength in the real world, but spiritually, I'm weak. We all are. So God, give me the strength to be able to fight against my depression, fight against anxiety, fight against my situations, fight against temptation. Because it's the Holy Spirit that convicts us. It's the Holy Spirit that gives us direction. It's the Holy Spirit that moves us. And when you walk alongside with the Father, you walk alongside with the Holy Spirit. And you walk alongside with Christ. So choosing to live this life, it is difficult. There's more trials. There's more tribulations. But if he's already won the victory, if he's already won, then anything that we do, we never lose. We never lose. Going through my situation last year, and going through this process of feeling like I lost. Like, I lost people, I lost friendships, I lost a relationship, I felt like I lost so much. And I was like, God, I don't understand. Like, I did everything I could. And I remember one night God said to me, you did everything you could. You absolutely did. My daughter, you have done everything. But remember that it's not just you that lives in this world. But other people do too. And when people don't step in my will, sometimes you have to stay out of it. But for me to protect you, for me to guard your heart, for me to answer your prayers, when you said, Father, protect me. When you said, God, cover me. This was me covering you. And it shifted my perspective, because I was like, wow, you know, it really does. God really does answer our prayers. It's just not always the way we want it to be. But in that, and I could go back and tell you right now, in this very moment, on January 2nd of 2025, that I am forever grateful on the way that God did things the way he had to. Because it shifted who I was as a person. It altered my life. It altered the way I see God. It altered my relationship with him. It altered my friendship and the way that I love people. It altered my relationships. Because I'm not looking at people from the perspective of, why did you do this? But rather than, God, what are you doing to transform me? God, what are you doing in this new year that is going to transform who I am? I'm no longer Kiki. I'm Kiki. But Christ lives within me. So everything that I do, I want to do it according to your will and according to the characteristics and the traits that Jesus Christ reflected onto his people when he was here on earth. So, like I said, I had titled this episode, or I'm titling this episode, Staying in the Comfort of the Unknown. And sometimes we tend to stay in that comfort of, God, you know, I really like this and I really like where I am. And, you know, I'm doing all right. Like, I don't really need you right now, but I'll let you know. I'll hit you up when I need you, God. And we can't treat God like a genie. Oh, God, you know, you gave me these three wishes. You answered these three prayers. It's not about that. That's not who God is. We can't just go to God when we're having our situations. We go to God in every season, in everything we do. So when we stay in our comfort and we typically tend to find ourselves in the same circle. And God is not calling us for next year, 2026, for us to find ourselves in the same position. Whether that's financially, whether it's emotionally, whether it's spiritual, whether it's physical, whether it's anything. God is not calling us to stay in the same place. He is moving us up. He is moving us from glory to glory, right? So my word for this year, because I was talking about my words the past years, my word for this year was increase. And I don't believe that it's not just increase in finances or anything like that. Amen. I receive that in the name of Jesus. But I believe that increasing in our spiritual lives and letting the man that's inside of us, the flesh, die to itself. God is increasing our spiritual. God is increasing our relationship. God is increasing the things that need to be, God is increasing the things that need to be pruned. So let us not find ourselves a year later in the same situation, in the same season, in the same relationships, in the same toxic relationships, let me just say. And let's not stay there. Let's not stay there. If you start praying, if my girls, and even guys, if you want to do vision boards, do it. Do your vision board. Do your prayer board. I'm going to show y'all as much as I can because I'm probably out of frame anyways. This was my vision board from 2024, and in 2 weeks I'll be doing my vision board for this year, because I have a girls' night that I'm gonna be doing it at. So I haven't done it yet. I usually already have it done, like, by now, but I'm away because, you know, I love doing things with the girls. So this year, or last year, 2024, this was my vision board, and this honestly has been so, I love looking at this. I keep it on my wall, and I have in the center, if you can see, in the center it says, may the tears you cried in 2023 water the seeds you're planting in 2024, and that was, and it's still my saying for this new year, because I believe that anything that we plant, any seed that we have planted in the previous year, God is going to allow us to start seeing the seeds flourish. He's going to allow us to see all the things that we have placed come to life and come to fruition. So not only that, I had so many other things. I had, you know, reading my Bible more, going to Christian concerts. I had a couple of things on here, and let me just say, I had a couple of things on here a few weeks ago. I was looking at this, and I was like, oh, man, I didn't get to that point. I didn't get to do that. I didn't move out. I'm still here. But you know what? God's timing is always perfect, and it's okay, you know, because maybe I'll be moving out with my husband and not by myself. But, you know, I also had to get a new car. I did not get a new car. I love my little Toyota RAV4. I didn't get a new car, but I prophesy over my vision and what I see, and I believe that God will open doors, and I believe God is opening doors for many of us to be able to have those things and have those resources and the desires of our hearts. But it's always in the timing, the will of God. I'm definitely graduating this year. And I'm going to continue my education as well. So it's exciting because I have so much to share, and it's going to change a little bit of the pod. I'm going to be making some changes for this year as well, just because my schedule is changing and I'm taking on some things and new things. I'm, you know, like I said, I'm back in school. And I'm going to be furthering my education in other areas as well, whether it's, you know, in my spiritual life. But we'll be sharing that later on. I have screenshots of my platforms in, like, the following and stuff like that. God is so good with that. I love each and every single one of you guys, because you guys have pushed me to do further, to do more. You've pushed me further. So it's very encouraging to see and just receive messages and just know that people are listening and people are receiving, and that's all I care about. And as long as God is being exalted and this is his podcast and his platform, that's all that matters to me. But it was definitely my goal to reach more and do more, because sometimes we get comfortable in what we know, and we kind of doubt ourselves and set ourselves back from where God is actually taking us. I also have, let's see, self-care on here. I have traveling. I traveled a lot in 2024. I'm like, which year am I in? In 2024, I traveled a lot. And I know that this year I'm gonna be traveling a lot more. So I traveled as much as I could, like when I could, because I was working and things like that, and I had other projects and events and stuff like that. So, but I know that God is opening the door for 2025 for me to be able to travel and do so much more, and travel for ministry as well. So God is good in that. The gym, we're getting back. I missed like a whole month because I was extremely busy. But we're getting back to the gym. We're getting back to the gym. We're starting a new year, starting fresh. Journaling, I did a lot of journaling. I finished a journal actually. Did a lot of journaling. A lot of Bible study groups, hanging out with friends and just talking about the Word of God, soaking in the Word. And 5 a.m., still work in progress. I don't know why, but my family, like my family, not my parents necessarily. My parents are early birds, but like my cousins and all that stuff, we struggle with getting up in the morning. We are not morning people, but you know what? The Lord is making me into a morning person, because I love spending time with Him in the morning. I just want to get to specifically this point. It's been a process, and I'm okay with it, you know, because I know I'm gonna get there. I know in 2025 I'm going to reach a lot of these goals. What else? Yeah, I have my little prayer group here, with friends, and pray on it, pray over it, pray through it. That has been every time I'm like, God, I don't know what to do, God always brings me back to that. Pray through it. Pray through it. Pray through everything that we do. Intentionality and intimacy with God. My wardrobe. What else? Yeah. Straight to the point. But basically, what I'm trying to say is, this is just a motivation for yourself. What I'm trying to say is, find what helps you. 2025, we need to set our goals for this year and reach them and allow God to take you there and allow God to bring you to the point to where you are able to reach them, not by yourself, because you're not going to get there by yourself. You need to get there alongside with God. I still, you know, I need to do my 2025 one. I have a lot of different things on for this year, but God is so good, and He's just aligning everything and just aligning every step that we take. And yeah, I'm just excited to, you know, see what God does this year, and continue to pray for me in this podcast. And I want to be a little bit more active on social media. It's just sometimes it's a little hard. I'm gonna be so transparent and real. Sometimes it's a little hard because it's kind of like, oh, do I share this? Do I not? Like, is this too much? Is this TMI? Like, but you know, if this is what God has given me, I just need to do it. So it's not just you guys. I'm not just telling you guys to do it and just, you know, set your goals. I need to set goals for myself, and I'm gonna be an example for that too. But yeah. So I am really excited for what God's gonna do this year, like I said, and just to see how many things just unfold. I'm gonna be, like I said, I'm gonna be traveling a lot. I'm really, really excited for that, and I just can't wait to just glorify God in everything that I do. It's not for myself. It's genuinely like, God, I want to do your work. God, I really, like, that's my main priority, my main goal. God, open doors that allow me to be able to do that. And he already started, so I'm really excited for it, and I can't wait to just even hear on everybody's, you know, testimonies and receive messages and think that's like my favorite part about everything. But I love you guys so much. And 2024 has been an experience. We hit, you know, a year of being on the podcast because I started in 2023 of August. And it will be year two very soon. It's going to fly by. I already know it's going to fly by. But yeah. So I love you guys so, so much. Like always. Stay tuned on social media. I am now working on. So I had shared about like having guests and stuff like that. I am now working on having guests in 2025. I knew that God was taking me in a little season of just, you know, continuing my pod alone, but I'm gonna be having guests very soon, and I'm so excited because I have so many topics. So many topics that are in the works, and just people that I'm working alongside with, and I'm very, very, very excited to continue and do what God has. So stay tuned for that. And like always, I just want to pray this out. So if everyone can just bow their heads and where they're at and just pray with me. Heavenly Father, we just come before you. We thank you for everything that you've done in the last year. Father, we know that this is a new year that we're stepping into, and just because it's a new year, you continue to be the same God. So thank you for all the things that you've done in 2024, where you have shown us who we are, where you have started to purify your children, where you had started to, you know, transform our lives from the inside out, God. And we just pray, and we continue praying that you continue to do the same in this year. God, we understand and we know that as we continue to progress and learn more of you, that means that a lot of many parts of us has to be taken out and removed, God. So continue to remove the imperfections, continue to remove the impurities, God, and just perfect us, but perfect us through you. God, we just ask that wherever your children are at, Lord, that you are with them in this year. God, that this is a year that they begin to see all of the seeds that they have planted in the previous year, that they start to see the fruition of what they have planted. God, allow the fruits to be shown. Allow the fruits in their life to be shown. So God, I just pray and I ask that in this year that you continue to walk alongside with them, that your will is always greater, that your will is always better than our will. God, we thank you for just being such an amazing God, for being a God who never leaves us, who never leaves us no matter how long we've departed from him, or how long we have stepped back, or even if we put you on pause, God, you never put us on pause. You always are there. You are ever present. You stand alongside us. You stand with us, and you continue to choose us even when we haven't chosen you. You always choose us. So Lord, just give us the wisdom and the ability to discern whether things are from you or not from you. We know that this walk, this journey is not about the destination. It's not about getting to where we want to get to, but it's about the journey and the process. So allow us to recognize the process. Allow us to be molded by the process, because you have called us for a time like this. So we pray and we step in boldness. We step in our faith. We step and we move according to your will. And it's less of us and more of you. We only want to seek your face. We want to seek your presence. Lord, we ask that we dive deeper into your presence so that we can recognize who you are. Because diving into your presence means that we have a relationship with you. We have a relationship with the Father. So God, we just ask that we are able to fight our temptations when we don't want to read our Bibles, or when we don't want to wake up in the morning. Lord, allow us to fight the temptation to continue to seek you every single day. We seek you every day. We seek your face. Thank you for everything you've done, and thank you for everything that you will continue to do. So we love you, Father. We love you for who you are. And thank you for loving us for who we are. But thank you for transforming us. Thank you for changing us. Thank you for ripping out our roots because you love us so much. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. Like always, I love y'all. So I will see you in 2 weeks. I love y'all. Bye.